Simin Kuf Samaches, Sif Yud Dalet, Tezvov Tezayin, and Reish Ches, Tezvov, Shlisa. The Mechaber says, in Sif Yud Dalet, Cholut, Pirish, Kimin Pasha, Cholten Yisev Yerizchin, Shachar Kachalfo, Betanur, Paz Gomer, Hum, Varech Lava Moit. It's actually not clear if he's talking about that you mix flour with boiling hot water, or you actually have a bread, a dough, that you're putting into boiling hot water, and then afterwards you, her, both of them are included. Afterwards you baked it. Pas gomrum v'aruch lav ha-maiti. This is L'chor, says L'chazen Ish, that Yisoshin is bashlay nizgino, any time that you have a dough that was cooked or was deep fried, and the lacha is, even if you're kaveh a sud on it, it's a mezainis. It doesn't have Avdika Gazaitikula Teresa Dinamo, it's plus the East of a Sefer Sufkinin, and therefore it's, you can't be kaveh a sud on it. Chazer va'afo near the Havi Lechem Gomer. He says if you go ahead and you bake it, then it's Lechem Gomer, but Kol Shekin Kishacholta va'afo. For sure, if all you did was cook it in boiling water for a minute, you just almost, I guess, it's almost like searing it. You're just sticking it into boiling hot water and then you're baking it. The Hilkach HaLachomim HaAgulim Shekurim Bagel, says the Chazon Ish, the round breads that we call bagels, HaMetzuyis Beinenu, HaNechlotin, HaYimizbashlin, Koydim HaFiyosin, Lechem Gomero. So he says, Memela bagels, Ope HaMavur B'machaber Sif Yodalim, bagels are HaMaitzi. Now, L'chur is Mavur, and that's the Minig Olam, is that we make a Maitzi. Now, it's L'chur Mavur, another Chiddush in the Chazon Ish, and that is, he says, that even if it was cooked totally before you baked it, nevertheless, it's also going to be a maiti afterwards. You could have been mechalik, and some want to be mechalik, that the machaber, the mashmoyis, the machaber is dafka by cholot. Dafka, if you take a dough and you stick it in boiling hot water, but it doesn't become roi la'achila, it's just with the bagel, it gives it a certain texture that they stick it into the hot water, and then they bake it. But if it would be roi la'achila, and then you baked it, so then we could say, no, it's already roi la'achila, I did a bishul. Once it's nizbashul, it doesn't have a shame pas, you can't do anything to it. Comes along, the Chazon Ish says, no. Even if it was nizbashul, if you bake it afterwards, then it's going to have a shame pas. And they do bring down, maybe, that the Chazon Ish said, sharing in different stories, Chazon Ish said that maybe Yerushalmi Kugel is a shayla of Hamaitzi. Exactly like Rabbi Yashiv Nemdon. Rabbi Yashiv Kevitz Shuvas, he Nemdon, that there's no, he says, there are those that want to be mechalik between whether or not it was Reil Achille before the Afir or not. He says, the Choris Mavur Nishayinim, the Ramban, and others, that not that way, there's no chilik, even though maybe the Stima Sloshan of the Mechaber is that way. And it's Mavur and the Chazon Ish the same thing, that even if it has, even if it was Reil Achille, I did the Bishul, nevertheless, if you go ahead and you bake it afterwards, then it's going to get a Shem Pas again. There are those that say, Lamaisa, there are those that say, Yerushalmi Kogol, that since it's still nicker afterwards, the noodles, it doesn't have to reach the dinama even after you bake it, and mameila, it's mezainis. That is certainly the menig olam. Kedimani, that's what I hear from Berkowitz also, that the menig olam is the maisa to make mezainis on Yerushalmi Kugel, even if you're kaveya suda on it. If you're not kaveya suda on it, even according to them, it's still going to be mezainis because it's mixed together with sugar and eggs and other types of things. So it's for sure going to be mezainis if you're not kaveya suda. The chiddush is, even if you're kaveya suda on it, nevertheless, it's going to be mezainis. We don't consider it that it has teresa dinama. Second halacha, which is brought down over here, is davar shebli lotzei raka shafo b'tana b'lei mashka dina kepas and baruch lo v'maitri shalosh brachos. Says the Rambam that if you have a batter that you go ahead and you bake in an oven, if it's just flour and water, and then it has the regular ingredients of pas, the halacha is that it's amoitzi. That means even though it's a batter, it's very, very liquidy, but if you baked it, it's amoitzi. That is according to everybody. That's not just according to Rabbeinu Tam. This is what the Mishnah says. Now, even though the Rash understands that Chilasei Sufkinim and Seifa is talking about where it's Nimlach, that's where it's Chayv Chal, the whole Mishnah is talking about Nimlach, but he agrees also, Lachar, the same way that if your Kavana Lechatchila was to make it into Sufkinin, we consider it Sufkinin, so too when your Kavana Lechatchila with a Blila Raka, with a batter, was to bake it like a bread, then also it's going to have the shame of Lechem, and it's going to be Hamaiti. That's the Kuliyam. Sif Tezvav, Truknin, Ainu Shoysin Guma Bekir Venaisin Ba, this is what we call Kuba Da'ara, the Gemara says Kuba Da'ara, Ainu Shoysin Guma Bekir Venaisin Ba, Kamach Omaim, Muravin Ba. Shuknin and Teresa are the two things that the Gemara discusses, and the Mechaber is understanding that there's a chilik between the two of them. Shuknin, the halacha is, it's mizaynus only when you're not kaveh a sud on it. However, if you kaveh a sud, then it's a maitzi. Teresa, it's not that way. Even though, Teresa, even if you kaveh a sud on it, it's still mizaynus. It doesn't have Teresa denama. Now, it's a chari big chiddush. Both of them are made with a belila raka. They're both made with a very liquidy consistency and a runny consistency like a batter, and nevertheless it depends exactly how you baked it. They're both made, they start off with the same ingredients and the same texture l'chara, and they end off being baked in an oven. It's not one sufkinin, one's in, nevertheless one of them is hamaytiv kaveh, one is not. What's the difference? Says the Mishnah Berurah, truknin, since it's a deeper hole in the ground, therefore it's miskabit yachad v'nasek Ove kimin lechem. It's much thicker than a regular, than Teresa, which is very, very thin. And therefore, since it has height, therefore it looks more like bread. Since it looks more like bread, Mamela, you would have to make a maitzi on it if you're kaveh suda. As opposed to Teresa, no. Teresa, since it's so thin, therefore, no matter how much you have of it, it doesn't have Teresa denama, and therefore, it's mezenis, no matter what you do, no matter how much you have. What's that? It's lechor even a bigger chiddush, right? Even if you want to say it's blila raka, it's not blila raka ma'id. Blila raka is more of a svar to say that should be the thicker that it is more of a svar to say that should be a ma'id if you kaveh a sud on it. Blila raka ma'id, the Magen Avraham says, which the Be'er Halacha says it's lav dafka. It could be that you don't have to take the Magen Avraham's chilek, and it could be that it's just blila raka, but it's a kol shekin. If we see something which is blila raka ma'id, and it's a mezainis, but if you're kaveh a sud on it, it's a maitzi, then something which is a belila raka, which is even thicker, for sure it should be a maitzi. But nevertheless, it's not, because it depends how you made it. And since one is much thicker, therefore, it's going to be a maitzi. Now, the truth is that the Rambam says, the Biur Halacha brings down over here, that there's a different chilek. Lashon Rambam, Isa shenefa bekarka, k'moy she'arvim sheichnei medvar yuzaisin, if you make bread like the Arabs do. Hoyol ve'ein aleh tzuras pas, mevarach lo v'ein mein mezenis. Doesn't have tzuras pas, and therefore you make a mezenis. V'mkova, then you make a moitzi. Now it's tamua. L'chor, if it doesn't have teresa denama, then even if you're kaveh, there shouldn't be a moitzi. What does that mean? The truth is that you could ask it on the Magen Avraham also. The Magen Avraham says by teresa, that if you're kaveh tzud on it, then you make a moitzi. L'chor, it doesn't have teresa denama. What's up is that you also make a moitzi on it when you're kaveh. L'chor, it doesn't have teresa denama. Maybe teresa denama is just a way like Pasu Bakisna, something that you're not, but Derech Klal, you're not Kaveh Sud on it. So it doesn't have Teresa Denama, you're not Kaveh Sud on it. It's not used like bread. But if you use like bread in a Khanami, you have to make a Maitzi. That would be maybe a Mahalaf to understand what they're saying. The Rambam and the Magen Avraham. Now that's the Chiddush, that you could have a Belila Rako, but since it's so thick, therefore it's a Maitzi if you're Kaveh Sud. Can you have the opposite? You have a Belila Ava. But since it's so thin, therefore, even if you're kaveh sud on it, it doesn't have a din of pas. If you take a regular bread dough, and you thin it out, you take a steamroller, and you roll over it, and now it's thin like a pancake, or even thinner like a blintzel, and you bake it in the oven. Can we say that it has the same din as Teresa? The same way that we could say that a belila raka, if it's very fat, has the din of belila ava, so we'll say a belila ava, if you make it so thin, we'll have a din of belila raka. Teresa, and it won't be Hamaitzi. Lachor, you could have said that a Belila Ava is Behechrach Hamaitzi. Belila Ava is a dough, Be'etzim it's considered a Hamaitzi. It's a dough. There's no reason that it shouldn't be. However, the same bracha brings down from Shlomo Zalman that if you rolled out bread, dough, very thin, and you baked it, as thin as paper, he says, paper thin, then Enechanami gets the same din as Teresa, and even if you kaveh a suda on it, it's not going to be Hamaitzi. The same thing, the Minchas Yitzchok, Dain Weiss, in his Shuvah says, Chelek Aleph, Simen Ayin Aleph, he says, I'll just read the part which is like, yeah, the Mayinaf Geminim Nispashi Dak Dak Me Atzmai, Ayidei Shei Vlila Sedako, Ayim Machmas Magilo, Yislin Nizlo Yaviteris Lechem Lov, Machmas Dakusai. He says, what's the difference how it got so thin? Because it's a very thin consistency, or it's a very thick consistency, but you took a steamroller and you rolled it out very thin. Even though it started off as a dough, bottle teras lechem imenu v'layodav mitchilasa isa v'sefer sufkinin. It's no better than tchilasa isa v'sefer sufkinin that it started off. Kivin shaydei afiyah bottle menas teras lechem started off as a dough, but it lost its shame of a lechem after you deep fried it. So to over here, it started off as a dough, but since you rolled it out so thin, it loses its shame lechem. Even though lemais at the end of the day you baked it in a tanner, so tchilasa isa v'sefer isa. But he's just giving a mashal. You find something which starts off as a dough, and it's shaykh that it loses its shame lechem, aydei the fact that you did something afterwards. You deep fried it, you baked, you cooked it, ukedema. So too, if you roll out dough very thin, says the Minchas Yitzchak, then in Chanami loses its shame lechem. What would come out lechora according to these halachas? So now, with regard to pancakes and blintzes, so pancakes is a very thin consistency generally. It's a batter. Lechora, it depends on how you make it. If you make it very thin, then it's similar to teriso. If you make them in one of these pancake holders that they come out much thicker, then in Echanami, it could be that it's daima to truknin, and it will be hamaitzi if you're kaveh sud on it. It's not going to be hamaitzi regardless if you're not kaveh sud on it, because our pancakes are pasav abakis, and they have a lot of sweet things inside of it. They have eggs, and they have sugar, and other things. So it's for sure mizanis. The question is, if you're kaveh sud on pancakes, and that's very negas, and they... You have your inch of mama pancakes, you stacked up your 10 pancakes, put on your piece of butter on the top, and drizzled maple syrup all over the entire thing, and now you want to go ahead and eat them. Do you have to wash and bench? So depending on how they're made, if they have teresa denamo, if they're similar to truknin, then you have to wash and bench. If they're similar to teresa, you don't have to wash and bench. As I heard from a Berkowitz, that's the truth. It's totally in the texture of what it is. And mainly he said that you have to die. I heard many years ago that in his cradle everybody brought in pancakes and he took them apart and told them what bracha to make in it. So I did the same thing. And 10 years ago I brought in 2 different types of pancakes. My wife, Senechon Michashuvi Avreche Chaburo, who's still with us now. And we brought in 2 pancakes for breakfast and he opened them both up and he says, no teresa denamo. Inside, Taka, the texture was not, it was a much denser texture than a bread texture. And he says, no teresa denamo, maybe even if you convey a suda, it's similar to teresa. And it would be mezainis. Obviously, each one, as a very chashuv cook told me, that it depends, that he makes his pancakes much thicker. I make pancakes that are 0.5 centimeter high. He makes pancakes that are 2.5 centimeters high. So, in a chalami, in such a case, it's more daim with the truknin. It could be the same thin batter, like it's mavur over here. It could be even a thinner batter. Truknin could be, is v'lila rakam ba'oyin, the Mishnah Berurah says, it's not going to problem. Nevertheless, if it's very, very thick, it has height, then it could be amaitzi. That would be if it has teresa denamo.
Even if it's not baked, even if it's fried?
It's not fried. Generally, pancakes are, maybe they have a little bit of oil that they shouldn't stick to the bottom, but that is, according to the Mishnah, according to the Ramah, is considered afia. It's made usually on a griddle, or it's made in... That's generally, they go hand in hand. Very often, that's like the teresa, it doesn't have teresa denamo. It doesn't have teresa denamo because it's so thin. Doesn't have that, it's like a blintz or a lasagna. You're not going to see when in the side of it, it's gonna be totally dense. It's not going to have the same tzuras hapas b'chlal, something which is very thin. If it's thick and dense, it could be that it's also. Generally, something which gets thicker, right, exactly. That would be with regard to pancakes. So it depends really on what type of pancakes. The thin pancakes generally, it would seem, depending... would be more similar to teresa, and even if you convey a sudo, it shouldn't be a problem. Blintzes as well. Blintzes are even thinner than pancakes, and that should be lechura for sure, like teresa. And it really doesn't look like pas at all. The appearance, the texture doesn't really have any similarity to pas generally, blintzes, and therefore they are mezainis. And even if you convey a sudo on them, and that's what I heard from a Berkowitz as well. What's with wraps? Wraps is made out of, we're talking about wheat wraps, we're not talking about corn wraps. Corn wraps you can speak to Rabbi Telt about. The wheat wraps, they are made out of, for all those that want to see, they're made out of a belila ova, the pashtus. However, they are almost paper thin afterwards. Afterwards, they're pretty paper thin. They do have some sort of semblance to lafas, just they're much thinner. The question is, what halachic status do these have? Do we say, this is b'chlal, not our sif? This is not our sif. Our sif is talking about blila rakos, and this is talking about a blila ava. And if this is a blila ava, then once bread, once a blila ava, and it's baked in an oven, then it's not flaked in an oven, it's baked in a frying pan or a griddle, but it's without any, it has a din of afia because it's without any liquid, then the halacha is that it's bread. It doesn't make a difference how thick or thin it is. Or do you say, like the svar of Shlomo Zalman? No. That generally, the normal way of making a very thin bread is with a blila rakos. But if you figured out a way by taking a tractor trailer and rolling over and going over the dough, then it turns out so thin, then in a chlami, it's the same halachic status as a teresa. It doesn't have teresa denamo, and therefore, even if you're kaveh a suda on it, it's going to be mezemes. L'maisa, it's machlekes apayiskim. L'maisa, it's machlekes apayiskim, and there's really three reasons. Those that say that it's pas, they say that it's bread, because once bread, it's always bread. And that's how Rebelsky went as well. He said it's not going to make a difference how thick or thin it is, because L'maisa, once it's bread, it's always bread. That I heard. Actually, if you look at the ingredients, there's leavening agents made inside of it. Then it should actually rise a little bit. There's something that's put inside. It's a regular blila ava, which was baked. So you got it smushed it, that it's very thin. But it's a blila ava that was baked, so it's a bread. And therefore, it's going to be... And that's L'chorah Teresa Denama according to them. That's the question. What is Teresa Denama? We'll have to get to that in a minute, what Teresa Denama is. That's what he said, L'chorah. And that's how anybody that saw that video that was going around with David Feinstein, as soon as they showed it to him, yeah, how amazing. And even though the person spent the next 2.5 minutes trying to convince him that it's not, he didn't budge. And he went that it's amazing. And that's how many Paiskim go. However, many Paiskim seem to understand that it's Mezainis. Why would it be Mezainis? There's three basic reasons why it would be Mezainis. The first reason is what we mentioned before from Shlomo Zalman and the Minchas Yitzchak, and that is that there's no difference intrinsically between Belila Laraka and Belila Ava, just that Belila Ava generally is much thicker and always has Teresa Denama. However, if you go ahead and make it so thin, then that in itself shows that it doesn't have Teresa Denama. It's so thin, it doesn't have the texture Bechlal, even if it has a slight appearance maybe, then it doesn't have Teresa Denama. You were matzliach to turn a blila ava into the same result as a blila rako, and therefore it doesn't have to reach the nama. That's where Shlomo Zalman went, and that's where he heard many are noyig in Lakewood to pass them that way. I'll feed them the same bracha who brought this down from Shlomo Zalman. The second svar is, even if you don't want to go with that svar, and you say, and there are many that don't, and they say, there's a big difference between blila ava and blila rako. Blila rako intrinsically doesn't have to reach the nama. You can make it, if you make it thick enough, you can give it to reach the nama. Blila ava, to reach the nama. There's another two reasons why it might be mezainis. The first reason is because tortillas, mezainis. If you look at it, it says it's mezainis. Why is it mezainis? So they make two different types. This has a hefsher of Rav Landau. It's a new thing, actually, that it has such a hefsher. And it's made in Turkey. And the reason why these are mezainis, they have two types. One is hamaitzi, and one that you call them up. They said the ones that don't say mezainis are hamaitzi. Why are these mezainis? The second ingredient is mitztapuchim. It's juice, and since it's May Paris, it's made with mostly May Paris, therefore it has a din of pasta babi kisnin, and it's mezainis. However, if it would be made with water, the second ingredient would be water, then it would be hamaisi, like any other pasta babi kisnin, where raiv of the keneged, raiv, definitely raiv of the ingredients, maybe not raiv keneged the kemach, which we'll have to see pasta babi kisnin for that. But it's made with rice made parrot, therefore it's mezainis. That would just mean. L'chera. According to that, if you'd be kaveh asud on it, it would be hamaitzi. It would only be mezainis if you're not kaveh asud on it, because there's a regular dinner possible of a kisna. And that's why the ones that are water are hamaitzi, because intrinsically they are hamaitzi. The only reason why they're not hamaitzi is because you put in made parrot instead of water, therefore it's the possible of a kisna. The third reason why it might not be Mezainis, it might not be Amaitzi, is because this is Echon Michashuv Rabbanim here in Eretz Yisrael. He wrote a whole Maamar on this, and he said that even something that doesn't have the criteria of Pasa Baba Kistin, which means that it's not kneaded with something sweet, and it's not filled with something sweet, and it's not crunchy, nevertheless, if it's not used for Kriya Suda, then Memela, it's just like Pasa Baba Kistin. The whole Indian Pasa Baba Kistin he wanted to prove is, we'll see the Sugya of Mirat Hashem, but is basic idea of Passover Kisan is something which you're not kaveya sud on. Cake, cookies, and things like that, you're not kaveya sud on. Mamela, since it's generally used as a snack, it's not used for kaveya sud, then mamela is going to be mezainis. If you're going to be kaveya sud on it, nechami, you might see. Now, it's a little bit of a chiddush. I can't say that I took a very extensive poll, but I asked about 15 people, and except for one person who abstained, all other 14 people told me that they use it for kviya suda. So it's generally used for kviya suda. Right, most people don't want to wash, they take that. In other words, it's used for kviya suda, you just don't want to wash. That's exactly right. It's exactly like a mezainis roll. All the people that don't want to wash but want to have a roll, we have a mezainis roll. That's exactly what it is. Maybe it works, maybe it doesn't work. We'll have to see, Mirat Hashem. But on the plane, where you don't have to get up and wash, so you have a mezainis roll. All the time, it's in the morning, you're running, so you go to one of these kioskim and it has egg salad or tuna fish inside in the mezainis roll, and it's all wrapped up so nicely, and it's just a mezainis and alamicha, and you get the best of both worlds. Amazing, maybe. We'll have to see, Mirat Hashem. That would be a third svara of why it would be mezainis. The question is whether or not that, l'chor, if you're kaveh sud on it, then it's not going to be better than every other possible bekisna. Now, you could say, a svara, that it's not the derech to eat, it's different than bread. It's different than regular bread. Regular bread, a person could fill himself up just on bread. We'll have three pieces of bread, or two rolls, or whatever it is, and we'll fill himself up. On these, it's going to be very hard to fill yourself up. It's very hard to eat just these by itself. You could put something inside and wrap it up, but you can't use it like regular bread. You can't use it like regular bread. So the truth is that I looked on, somebody told me to look on OU's website on their brachas to see what they paskin benigeh to wraps. So they brought them from Obelsky. Their wraps are hamitzi. However, if it's very doughy and it doesn't really have a good taste by itself, only when it's filled, then if you eat it by itself, then in echanami it's going to be mezainis and it's not going to be. Because then it's not used like bread. Then it's not similar to bread at all. Because you can't use this like bread. Which is really similar to the svar that I was just saying. You can't just fill yourself up by eating 10 of these. Very dumb. This is l'chora, the svara behind what we heard last week, for those that were heard such a svara, that there is maybe a chilek between whether or not you bake them or not. If you toast them afterwards, some people say that if, or they're naig, that if you eat them raw, it's a mezainis. However, if you toast them first, then it's going to be hamaytzi. And the shayla is, what is the nafkamina between the two? And the answer, l'chara, is, because after you toast it, and it becomes more like of a bread, it's less doughy, you could eat it like a bread, then in a chanami, it's more similar to pas, and then it would be hamaytzi. It could be used, it's more daimut to pas, and it's used for kviya suda, and therefore it would be daimut to hamaytzi. Now, well, I don't want to get into that. It's a good question. No, in Echanami, he's just saying, the reason why Rebelsky was saying if you eat it by itself, he's talking about the type that's very doughy. If you eat something by itself that's not very doughy, and it's thicker, and it's like a thin lafa, and it's very bready, then in Echanami, even according to Rebelsky, that's going to be amaytzi. He's talking specifically about this type. If you try to eat it by itself, it's not kishmak. Then in Echanami, it'll be mezainis, taka like they say. However, if you're kaveya suda on it, then you're using it as you would bread, then he says it would be hamaytzi. Now, it could be that if you eat it with a dip, that you're not filling it with something, that if you fill it with something, like the pictures that they have over here, so right of what you have is what's inside, it's not so shver. But most people are not going to take this and dip it into hummus, chino. It's just not. Mamela in a chanami. L'chor, for sure, in that case, you would be able to be samech that it's a mezainis according to what they're saying. What's the ma'isa? What? No, if you toast it, then it would be mezainis. What's the ma'isa? I spoke to, not so clear, that's the truth. I spoke last night, I called up Rabbi Vizayis Abracha Shlita, and I asked him, I said, in your whole sefer, you don't have wraps. I think you wrote the sefer before they had wraps. But he asked Rav Weber about it. He was of the opinion, like Rav Shlomo Zalman, that if you can make it thin enough, then in a chanami it will lose its teresa denama. He says, however, not all wraps are so thin like blintzes, therefore it's a little bit of a suffix. He said, Rav Weber holds that if you eat it for kviya suda, it's hamaytzi. However, if you eat it by itself, then it's a suffix. it's a suffix. And it's if you're Kivui Yisuda, for sure it's Hamaiti. Because it's used for Kivui Yisuda, because it's... But in a case where you eat it by itself, that way he had a suffix, what had it done it, and therefore he says that you should eat it, L'chatchila, to eat it Teichasuda, because it's a suffix. What's L'maisa? So something is very interesting. Teresa, the Mishnah Brewer brings down that even though Teresa has no Tzuras HaPas, like the Mechaber says, the Magan Avram says, if you kaveh a sud on it, you make Hamaiti. Now, it sounds like from the Mishnah Brewer, Kase El Yerabo, the Machmazeh, Ein Loich Lalo Teich HaSudo, Ube Magan Gibor Mechri Ladin Ka Shulchan Aruch. L'maisa, it sounds like the Mishnah Brewer ended off, like the Shulchan Aruch, that even if you kaveh a sud on it, L'maisa, you only make a Mezainish. But there's Be'etzim et Machlaikis. According to the Magan Avram, you should make Hamaiti, even though it doesn't have Teresa Danamo. And according to the El Yerabo, that you should Lechatchila Lo Teich HaSudo. So now, something which is a suffix, bechlal, even if you want to tell me that you can make, you like a b'shama zamin, you can make it like Teresa. But Teresa itself is a shayla whether or not, if you're kaveh a sud on it, whether or not it's going to be amaisi. L'chur, there's more of a svara also to say that once you're kaveh a sud on it, then it's amaisi. However, there are three svaras to say to make a mezainus on it. L'maiso, it's not used, like these for sure, are not used like pas. Even if people wrap up things and eat them, but it's not used like pas. Therefore, certainly somebody that, if it's a mezainus one, certainly, or even if it's a mitzi, those that are naive to make a mezainus, they have yesh lem amin this way. For sure, yesh lem amin this way, and I don't think that they have to switch. However, is there makom to make a mitzi on these? Certainly, there is makom to make a mitzi. Bechlal Teresa himself is a suffix. Bechlal, whether or not you could say the chiddush that it turns into Teresa is a suffix. Bechulu. So, if you're eating it by yourself, go ahead and make a mezainus on it for sure. Even if you're eating it and it's not a mezainus one, and your meaning is to make a mezainus, there's a Mishnah Nezalman that has a svara that Teresa is that way. And Lamaisa sounds like Mishnah Brura that Teresa, even if you're kaveh a sudan, it is not a problem. Lamaisa, most people would not eat this as a kaveh a sudan by itself, only together with something else. So therefore, certainly, anybody that makes a mezainus on it, yesh lo amin this way. And however, there is definitely makom to make a hamaitzi, as the chur would might even be the pashtus of the sugya that there's a difference between b'lila ov and b'lila rako. It's made for kviyas sudah. That's a good question on the chur. What's that? How much do you have to eat to bench? So that's a good question. How much do you have to eat to bench? Because the chur you're not going to have. It's also telling impossible to kiss them. It can be mitzarek. Possible to kiss them to other things. That's really not our sugya. I'm going to leave for that. Can use it for Lecha Mishnah. I wouldn't use it for Lecha Mishnah, no. Two pizzas without a problem, but not this.
What about one room?
Definitely not for Lecha Mishnah. No. Or for Shal Shittis, if you're stuck. If you're stuck for Shal Shittis, then you can do that. Because Shal Shittis, you only need one after what? Do you also make a Hamaitzi when you eat it by itself? I want to answer the question. Good. So Maisa Safik, that's what it's coming out. What is Teresa Danamo? That's a very good question. Taz says everybody knows what Teresa Danamo is, so therefore I don't think I even have to discuss it. Taz says that everybody knows what it is. However, it's really not clear what it is, and I heard Mishem Rebelski that he says that it's selling an appearance and texture. Which is l'chura, appearance and texture, is appearance. It could pass for bread, for a lafa. Texture, it is a little plasticky, and when you open it up, it doesn't have such a texture of bread texture. So it does have air pockets like bread does, however, it's very, very thin. The shayla is also, let's say it has one, it doesn't have the other. What would be in that case? It's not exactly clear. L'chura pancakes could be that they do have a texture of appearance of pas to a certain extent, but the texture is maybe not that way. Sounds like that if it doesn't have the texture, l'chol apachis, then that would not be considered Teresa Danamo. What's with Cheerios? Cheerios have Teresa Danamo. Yidua that supposedly they were brought to Shlomo Zalman. Shlomo Zalman said that Cheerios are small bagels, and therefore they look like small bagels, and therefore they have Teresa Danamo. Now that could be, which would mean that the nafkamina, how many Cheerios, if you eat a few bowls of Cheerios for breakfast, then you're gonna have to wash and bench. I try to look up a Rabbi Bodner Sefer, but the Hebrew one is here, and they don't have Cheerios here. So therefore, it doesn't tell you exactly how many Cheerios you'd have to wash and bench. That's how the same bracha brings down. The only thing is that it's not simple bechlal that they're nahama. So it could be that they have teresa denam, but they're not nahama, because the way that Cheerios are made, the original Cheerios are made, is they're made from oats. First of all, they don't have gluten. They're made from oats, and they're cooked. They're cooked, and they're not baked. After they're cooked, then they're dried out for about 2 minutes, about 200 degrees Fahrenheit, just to make them crunchy. But they're not be'etz and baked afterwards. They're dried. And therefore, they don't have a din. It's a really big shayla whether or not bechlal, it's pas, or is it a shayla pas akum or pas palter, or is it bishul akum? The question is bechlal, memanavshach, fine. I got out of the issue that it's not a problem of pas baba kisnin. You have a different issue. Now it's bishul. If it's bishul akum, then it's aser. Pas akum is, there's a satirin for it. Pas palter for sure. But pasfalter, but vishal akum is aser. So there's no way really to get around that. So the question is, what do you do with that? So the way the OU paskins that they're not oil al shulchan malachim, and therefore it's not a problem. I once asked Rav Berkowitz, actually, this many years ago, I asked him about Cheerios. I think it was about a Seder Mitzvah or Shabbos being makbid, like the Bir Halacha says, and he said, oh, machlal, it's not baked, it's cooked. He says, ah, so why is it not a problem vishal? Because it's oil al shulchan malachim. So he told me that when he was in Eish HaTorah the first time around, so a group of hotshot businessmen came to Eretz Yisrael on a trip, and they were invited to join the King of Jordan for breakfast. And on the menu for breakfast was dry cereals. So we weren't sure, is that considered Eilat Shulchan Malachim, or is that considered Eilat Shulchan Malachim? But the way that the OU goes is that dry cereals are not Eilat Shulchan Malachim. The fact that past presidents ate Fruity Pebbles is not a rye at all. It's not a Lashon HaMalacha, Memela, that's why it would be Mutter. It seems brought down, I'm not going to answer that question at this exact point, though I'd love to. It seems that it wasn't 100% clear to Belsky. It sounds like there is Makam to be Machmer by a Seretz Meitshuva that maybe has a Din of Pas, and there is an Indian to be Machmer. Benigeh to not to be kaveh sud on it. Not to be kaveh sud on it. If you hold that it's mutter, it's not a problem pas palter. However, I think the minigah erlam of the people that eat Cheerios is not to be makbid on either one of those. That is lamais how they go. That it doesn't have, I think their official very fact that they put an OU on it and they is ba'etim, they hold that it's really bishul. And I'm pretty sure that the other Rav Machshir in the OU also holds that way. Even if you have a ton of Cheerios, I think was what he wrote. Nevertheless, you're not be kaveh sudone because it does not have its bishul, it's mevushul, and therefore it's not a problem. The last sif over here, sif tazayin. Nama dahanda kavu lechem shreifim bishpud umayshu nisay b'shemen v'mei beitzim v'chein lechem otzi l'kutach sh'nevin nisay b'tanol v'cham avarach lo b'rimin b'zanyas. These are breads that are not made, it's more ended off as sufganin, it's made. Therefore, it is mezaynus. Now, the question is, what's the story with bread which is made in a microwave? Is bread made in a microwave similar to bread which is baked out in the sun? So the truth is, can you bake bread in the sun? You can't even bake an egg in the sun. You can't even cook an egg in the sun. Even in Arizona, you can. However, no. If you heat the frying pan, and the frying pan gets hot, the metal, then you could do it. However, just stick it down on a piece of paper, on a piece of parchment paper in the sun, it's not going to bake. So actually, they put out, the government of Arizona put out a curry to stop trying, because it doesn't work. And so you're just getting the sidewalks dirty. That's what I heard. Anyhow, but the way that it works is, I just explain what it means to bake this vernegeh to Hilchos Shabbos also. It talks about bishul b'chamo. What does it mean, bishul b'chamo? And what does it mean, afiyah b'chamo? It's talking about the reason why something won't bake in the sun is because it's open to the sun. And therefore, it's open to the wind. And therefore, it's constantly being cooled down. However, if you put it in a bottle, or you put it in a glass, or it's in a car, like they showed, if you take a pizza and leave it in the car for half an hour, what's going to happen? It's going to get burnt. If it's because of the heat, it's the greenhouse effect. The mela, that it can certainly bake inside of a car. It can certainly bake inside of a car, and it can cook inside of a car. Because there, since there's no wind that's cooling it down, it just gets hotter and hotter and hotter. And that's being baked because of the sun. Memela, but that's not the normal way of baking, and therefore, there was once somebody in our Chabura, a number of years ago, about 10 years ago, that told me that his grandmother lives in Arizona. And she actually has in her kitchen a glass roof over part of it, and that's how she bakes. She worked it out, and she spoke to the Badats, I think actually in her Yisrael, and exactly what halachic status, what she's not doing Shabbos, what she's not, and that's how one of the things that she does. However, the question is, that's not the normal way of baking, even if you have a grandmother in Arizona that does that. However, and Memelitz Brichas Mezenis, what's the story with using a microwave? I still haven't found anybody that bakes their bread in a microwave. However, many people heat up their bread, which is already baked, but most people do not bake bread in the microwave, but frat also, it doesn't get brown. It doesn't turn brown. And therefore, it's not similar to regular bread, it's just like, more looks like Play-Doh. So, the question is, what brought status does it have? Rav Shlomo Zalman, the Rav Darzi in Shvus Yitzchak, on his chelek on Dinei Microgal, but he gets a lot of different things, Shabbos and other things. In Perichet, he brings down from Eliyashiv and Rav Shlomo Zalman, that he asked them both, and they both said, even though it does not get brown, nevertheless, it's not like bread which is baked in the lechem asle kutach, and therefore, lechem asle kutach is mamish not really considered bread, b'chol, but it tastes like bread when it's in a microwave, and therefore it's amaitzi. The same thing is brought down from the Shevet Alevi, that even though it doesn't get brown, it doesn't get a crust, nevertheless, it's amaitzi. However, it was a chiddush to me, because l'maitza, the minig is, even though similar to what we find, Ramesha says, that on Benigeta Shabbos, even though a microwave, people don't use it really now for cooking. However, a time is going to come that everybody's going to use it for cooking, and therefore it's considered Derech Bishol and Derech Hafiyah. L'maitza, I think most people, 20 years later, 30 years later, are still not using it for cooking. It's mostly used for heating up. It's used for cooking certain things, but not cooking. Most people are not cooking their chicken there. I was once in Switzerland, and that's how they made their chicken in the microwave. For Shabbat, that's how they made it. Most people are not baking their chicken like that and cooking their chicken and their bread like that. So too, over here, that's not the normal way. And most people would not be happy. It probably does not taste as good as regular bread. And therefore, the chorus of Safik. I saw in the Pesach Halacha, Yitaki is mistopping. The Berakas Halacha in his R 91 over there, he's mistopping when he gets to this. But it seems like the Gderle Paiskim went, that would be Hamaitzi Lamaitha. The last Halacha. Simen Reish Ches, Sivav. This is the Halacha of Shtisa. It's also very negat to the Sugya that we're doing now. Nagea to Dine Mizaines, Kol Sheyeshba, and it's also Nagea to Shlokais. Shlokais, the same way that you have if you cook vegetables in water, it gets a certain halacha of the vegetables. So if you cook Knedlach in water, the water might get the halacha of the Knedlach. The Maisa the Machaber says in Simon Reish Chesivav, Shtiso, Kemach Shalechan Mechamish Dine Mine Dogman, Shashokai, Pirish Bishli Habivir Bemaim of Sharmashkin, Imo Yavak Deshiroi Lachila, Leloyasai, Purish litchayne sebe pe, mevarach reim and mizaynis. Achrav al mechil. V'ma yirach k'deshi roi l'shtiyam mevarach lev shakol v'achrav bari nefashi. He says if you could chew it, then it's mizaynis, and if you drink it, then it's shakol. Now, the Mishnah Berurah points out over here that lav dafko that you have to chew it. Im eino av kol kach kimshen yirach shiroi yirach l'shtiyam mevarach lev bari nefashi. He says even if you don't actually have to chew it, but if you can't just drink it down, then it's mezainis. The Kav HaChaim, he really speaks out clearly. He says, "Im einu of kol kach." He says, "She'ein tzarch lelo yasoy b'shinayim, ela kol shu of she'tzarch lemochay b'peh lefnei shaboy lemevarach lebeim mezainis." Sometimes you have something that it's a thicker texture. You don't have to chew it. However, you can't just drink it down. You have to move it around in your mouth first. In between your tongue moves it around to be able to before you swallow it. That's what we're talking about. That is also considered a mezainis. Unless it's mamish, you could drink it down, then it would be a shakol. Where's the nafkamina? Children's cereal. They make these daisot for children that are made out of chameshes mini dogon. They're made out of all different types they have. And they're made out of wheat batsam. However, since they're made to be put into a bottle and for the child to drink it, I don't know if adults are drinking it, but if anybody would try, it's a shakol because it's made to be... It's made to be used as a drink and not to be made to be used as a food. And you could drink it properly. However, farina and oatmeal, even when you make it very watery, those that remember way back, Yeshiva Smir used to have hot cereal in the morning. And depending on, I wouldn't say like I wrote in the questions, how many bachur mishnah wrote the shachris, depending on how much water they added was whether or not you needed to use a spoon or whether or not you could just drink it in a cup. But even when you drank it in a cup, it was still, you wouldn't be able to drink it down like a liquid. You still, like a farina, these oatmeals, even when it's very watery, you could generally not drink it down as liquid. You still have to move it around in your mouth, and therefore it's mezain. It's bechlal, it's made as a cereal. It's not made to be used as a drink. This is shtisa's made to be used as a drink. We'll see when we get the shlokos also. And when it's made to be used as a drink, then it turns to shvachal. It's not made to be used as a drink, especially that you can't tuck a drink it straight down. Therefore, the bracha is mezain. One last halacha that's negated to this is the din kol sheyesh boy. If it's not made into a, if it's still hadama, do we have the klal kol sheyesh boy or not? We know that a kreitz chita, something that somebody that eats a whole grain before it's cooked or baked, then the halacha is baked and turned into flour and baked, then the halacha is you make a brei pri hadama on it. Let's say you have mushroom barley soup. And they're not, and the barley is still hadama, for whatever reason, it's still hadama. Do you have the din of kol sheyesh bay or not? The Magen Avraham says that you do. You do, it's not bottled, it's not tuffled to the water. It's interesting. He doesn't say that imamish, you just make a bracha on that, and you don't make a bracha on the water. But he says, since kamesh mina dagan, it's not tuffled to the water, and you have to make two brachas. Sounds like it's halfway, it's a pshara. You don't just make one bracha on that. You have to make two brachas, it's not tuffled because kol sheyesh bay. The Sharatim brings down from the Eben Oizer, Lamai said we don't pass him that way. We pass in the only time that we have the kol sheyesh bay is dafka when it's mezainis. However, if it's a hadama, then it doesn't have the chashivas of kol sheyesh bay, and we'd go bust or whatever the ikar is. According to Magen Avraham, you have to say, like the Mishabura says, Mirtz Hashem, we'll see you this week, in Simon Reish Beis, Mishabura says at the end, even when it's a hadama, since it's osid liyos, it's osid to turn into something chashiv, therefore it intrinsically has chashivas, and therefore it's shaykh that it could have a lechura. We could take that svara further and say that it has a shaykh that have a chashivas of kol sheyesh bay already now. But the mice we paskin only when it's a mezonis, then we say kol sheyesh bay.